Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Vav. Got a lot of ground to cover. Today's daf, as well as the daf the whole week, was sponsored by the Norensberg family. The Zecher Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. The Shama should have an Aliyah. So yesterday we were discussing, there was a steer between our Mishnah and between a Brisa. Our Mishnah had said that, at least the ratio of the Mishnah had said that if someone said, Hareza Gite Chamanash Tzmashvi is Abba, or that you nursed my son. So they said that it has to be 2 years. Rav Yehuda said 18 months, but the time it was 2 years without saying what the story was. And there was a brisa that said, and there was a brisa that said that that it's to get right away, right? Brisa had said in the first line of the Gemara, Reminu Shemshel Yomecha Neiniku Yomecha Nareiza Get. You don't have to do 1 day. You don't have to do the 2 years. So the Gemara tried to bring some answers between them. Rava said there was no kasha because one was by Stam, and the Brisa was, our Mishnah was by Stam, so Stam you have to do the minimum of 2 years, and the Brisa was Meduber in a case where it's Mefarish, he specifically said 1 day. The Ravashi came along and said, no, anytime you say Stam, that also means 1 day. So the Gemara is now going to ask on Ravashi from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Again, Ravashi says, any time someone says Stam, it is if he said 1 day. So the Gemara says, the word Mesve, which is I think 3 lines from the bottom, right, middle line. Mesve, according to the say from the Mishnah, Hareza Gitech Amanasha Tisham Shi is Abba, Shtei Shonim. Or he says, Amanasha Teniki is Bini Shtei Shonim. So then what happens? Mes Habain, Osha Amar Ha'av, E'ef Shi Shetipshani Shol B'Hakpada, not from any fault of her own, Eino Get, because he said specifically 2 years, and she didn't accomplish the Tanai, because whatever, something died, the baby died, so she didn't accomplish the Tanai, it's Eino Get. So Bishlam Allah Rava, now was the chiluk between the ratio and the sefer. Why the ratio says there is it's a get if the baby dies. The sefer says it's a get, it's not a get if the baby dies. So Bishlam Allah Rava, you understand the chiluk between the ratio and the sefer, because ratio be the low parish, sefer be the parish. The ratio is a case where he wasn't mefarish the zman and the tanai. If he wasn't mefarish the zman and the tanai, therefore we say he wasn't mekabim for a specific zman. He just was mekabim for as long as it's necessary. It's necessary for the basic necessity for the baby is 2 years. Or until the baby's around. The baby's not here, there's no necessity anymore. So therefore, it's considered a get. The sefer where he was mefarish, he was bedavka wants it to be 2 years. If it happens to be that the baby's nifter within the 2 years, and she wasn't mekayim the tanai, no fault of her own, but she wasn't mekayim the tanai, therefore it's ain't a get. El Ravashi, mashna reso, mashna sefer. According to Ravashi, he says that even below perish, the kavan is 1 day, right? So what happens, Rashi explains what happens, is that he says, this should be a get if you nurse my son. Already, so the tanai is that this has to be minimum 1 day. Rashi says that the baby dies on that day. So she didn't fulfill the tanai. Yet, the Rashi says she didn't fulfill the tanai, and it is a get. And the Sefer is the same thing. She says 2 years, the baby dies before 2 years, she doesn't fulfill the tanai, and the Sefer says it's not a get. Why the Rashi is a get, why the Sefer it's not a get, according to Rashi. In both cases, you haven't fulfilled the tanai. So then, Gemara leaves it, Kasha. It's a Kasha of Rashi. So, Kasha of Rashi, so the question is, who do we pass him like? The Tosis Rid. And I think it's like the 10th line tells us read. He says, "Kevan the iskum of Ashi v'kushya shmaimina k'ravi hilchasa." The mashma that the halacha is like Rava, because that stam is not minimum one day. Stam doesn't mean 1 day, but that's the same thing as the Rush and the Ritva. They say the halacha is like Rava because the Gemara says with the kushya and Rav Ashi. But according to the Rif, he says the halacha is like Rav Ashi because he's a basra, he's the last one, and even though there's a kasha and Rav Ashi. So we send it off. There are different levels of questions on in the Gemara. There's Kasha, there's Tiyufta. So here it's just a Kasha, they say, and that Kasha is not doesn't mean that the sheet is knocked off. It just means that there's a question. We need to answer the question. But so that's a machlokas had a paskin. Okay. Next case. The Gemara brings now another machlokas Tanayim in the Indian of Master Begito Amanash Tisham Shes Abba. So what happens here? Tanar Rabbanan. We're in the third line on Ayin Vavam with the Aleph. Tana Rabbanan Hareza Gitech Amanasha Tashamshi Es Abba Shtei Shonim. Right, you have to service my father for 2 years. Amanasha Taniki is Benish Shtei Shonim. Afa Pishlon Eskayim Atanai. Even though the Tanai wasn't Eskayim, meaning something happened, she doesn't do it. Hareza Get. It's still going to be a good get. We're going to say the Tanai is no good, and we learned that. But if you make a Tanai and the Tanai is no good because it violates Mishpatei Atanayim, it just means the Tanai falls away. But what you made, but the Inyan still stands. It's not that it disappears. It just means the Tanai disappears. So he says, Tosas explains a previous daf because tonight is a chiddush. So if the chiddush falls away, then but the rest of it stands. Hareza get why the fi shelo amar im tishamshi im lo tishamshi im tiniki im lo tiniki. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says, yeah, tonight has to be a tonight kafel. If he didn't make a tonight kafel in this instance, So therefore, the Tanai falls away, and the rest of the statement is valid. So therefore, Harezegitach stands. That's the Rav Meir. But Chachamim Omrim Niskayim HaTanai Harezeget Imlav Einu Get. Chachamim say, no, even though there's no Tanai Kafel, if it's Niskayim HaTanai, if they do the Tanai, it's a valid get. If not, it's an invalid get. So there has to be the whole brouhaha and the Rishonim about what's going on here, because some Rishonim say that if you say Almanas somehow knocks out the whole idea of Mishpatei HaTanayim. The Rambam says, if you say Almanas, it knocks out Mishpatei HaTanayim. It's own rules. Once you say Almanas, you don't need the Tanai Kafel. And here, it seems to say, Rav Meir seems to say, I hold Tanai Kafel, even if you say Almanas. So that's something that has to be looked into. But, so the Skayim HaTanayim raise a get, in love, ain't no get. And then comes Rav Shim Gamliel, and he screams at them, Rav Shim Gamliel, Omer, ain't lecha Tanai deksuv and shein a Kafel. There's no Tanai in the Torah that's not Kafel. The Gemara's going to ask right away, what's Rav Shim Gamliel talking about? Ika da Amri, the Rav Meir Kamerlei. Some say that he's screaming at Rav Meir. The Ika the Amri the Rabbanin Kamerlu. And some say he's screaming at the Shita of the Chachamim. How does it work? Ika the Amri the Rav Meir Kamerlei. Some say he's talking to Rav Meir. But Hachi Kamerlei. This is what he says to him. Ein lecha tanai b'ksuv and she'en a kafel. V'havi luhu shnei ksuv and boin ke'echad. She'kol shnei ksuv and boin ke'echad. Ein melamdim. He says, look at the Torah. The Torah says, every time it mentions a tanai in the Torah, what are those tanai that mentioned in the Torah? Rashi gives a list. It's one is by Avram Eliezer. You're going to ask Tinokti me Elasi. Eliezer says, Avram says, go marry someone for my son, and he makes a Tanai Kafel with Eliezer. Or he says, Im Shachav, Im Lo Shachav, that's the Sota. And then there's one, Im Ta'ov, Im Shematim, Im Tumun, Im Risem. It's also another Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. It's actually the Haftorah for Shabbos, for Parshas Devar, for Shabbos Chazon. So you see over there, the three times it talks about Tanayim, and each time it says Kafel. And the rule is, Snake Subim Abayim Ke'echad, right? Eim Alamda. Meaning, if there's something that the Torah wants to teach us, it only has to teach us once. It teaches us once, then we can learn it out for everything else. If it teaches us more than once, that means it's only saying in those specific cases does it apply, but you don't learn it out to everywhere else. So here, three times, it says Tanai Kafel. So that means, Snake Subim Abayim Ke'echad, you don't learn it out. There's no concept of Tanai Kafel. Actually, there are four times, because it's one of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain.
The rule of Snake Subim doesn't make sense at four places.
Well, some actually say that Snake Subim. What do you mean doesn't make sense by four places?
The reason why Shnei Ksuvim is a rule is because if the Torah only says it in two places, it's actually not a rule.
No, so he's saying that, right, so if the Torah says in every place that it mentions, that means it's only in these four specific cases that they do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean in everywhere that you can learn a din from it. So that's how he screams at Rav Meir. But the Ika the Army the Rabbanan Karmelu, and the others say, no, he was screaming, Shimon Gamliel was screaming at Rabbanan. But Hakika Karmelu, like Menachem was saying, Ein lecha tanai b'ksuvim she'en a kafel v'gamrita minayu. Every time it mentions it today, it tells me that's Tanai Kafel. So you have to learn out from it. So what does he do with the idea of Snake Suv and Boim Ke'echad? So Rashi says that there must be a Tzrichus each time. Right? Rashi says, V'yesh lana lumo mehen dekulu Tzrichui. Each one has its own Tzrichus, ki dematar tzimlu b'kedushin v'om l'chavero. So we'll get to that in a few months, in Dav Samach Aleph in Kedushin, when we get to that. But that's just the Machlokas. Whether or not Rav Shimon Gamliel is screaming at Rav Meir, who says you need a Tanai Kafel, that Tanai Kafel again is valid. And Chachamim would say you don't need a Tanai Kafel, and it all depends on whether or not you were kind of Tanai. So now we're going to ask a Stira. We're going to bring down a Brisa that seems to say the opposite, that Rav Meir is going to say it is a good Tanai, and therefore meaning it's an invalid get. Uriminhu hareze gitech amanashe tamshi is abash deshanim. Or he says amanashe tanikis v'nish deshanim, mesa ab, oh mesa ben, right? Let's say the child dies, so she can't nurse him for two years. Ain't no get. It's not considered a get. Divrei Rav Meir. Ain't no get means what? Ain't no get means it was a valid Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't Niskayim, therefore it's ain't no get. Divrei Rav Meir, that's a steer. Rav Meir just said you need Tanai Kafel. The Chachamim Omrim Apol Pi Shelo Niskayim a Tanai. The Chachamim say even though the Tanai wasn't Niskayim, Harei Zeg Get, that's a get. Why? Because Yecholi Hisha Tomer La Tainli Avicha Vashem Shenu, Tainli Bin Chavani Kenu. She could say, listen, it's not my fault. You give me the son. I'll nurse him. Give me your father. I'll take care of him. So Kashi the Rav Meir and the Rav Meir, Kashi the Ravana the Ravana. So now you have a steer from Rav Meir to Rav Meir. And the stira to the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. Why? Because Rav Meir said before that without a Tanai Kafel, the Tanai is no good, and therefore the get is a valid get. Right? And therefore, even if he dies without the woman doing anything, it's still a valid get because there's no Tanai. Here he says it's dependent upon, the validity of the get is dependent upon whether or not she fulfills the Tanai. And also, the Chachamim before said that it's all dependent on the Tanai. Chachamim say it's if she's not Mekayim the Tanai, it's not a get. Right? Right, what was Chachamim say before? Niskayim HaTanai raise the get, Imlav Eino get. Right? But here, okay, we'll continue. So Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Lo Kasha. Rav Meir is not a Kasha because you can say, Tahasim B'Lo Kiplei L'Tanai. the case in the Mishnah, in the first Brisa that we brought down, where he wasn't, there was no Tanai Kafel, but Hachad de Bekafel the Tanai, even though it doesn't say so in the in the text in front of us, you assume that there was a Tanai Kafel, and that's why he says it's a valid Tanai. The Rabbanan Rabbanan Lokasha, why? Man Chachamim de Hacha, who the Chachamim in this Brisa? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Kosh Akava She'ena Hemena Harei Ze Get. Right, the first Brisa we said, it depended on whether or not she was able to be Mekayim Tanai. If she can't be Mekayim Tanai, it's not a get. In the second Brisa we say it's a get, because she can say, produce your son and I'll nurse him. So it's a stira. One says that it is a get, one says that it's only dependent. So they say the difference is that it's the second Brisa going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says, kol akavash ena mena reza get. Any akava, any delay or any inability to perform the Tanai that of no fault of her own, it's considered a get. So the Chachamim in the second Brisa say that. She says, listen, it's not my fault. Bring me your son and I'll take care of him. And he can't. It's an akava that's ena hemena. And that's considered a good get. The first Brisa was not in the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So I heard that there's a tshuva that Rashi brings down where a guy says he's going on his way and he brings somebody along to help him out. He pays him for the trip. You can help me out along the trip. Here's $1,000 to help me along the trip. And then the guy dies on the trip. So Rashi paskin that the guy should get his $1,000, even though the guy didn't survive the trip. He didn't say you pay me just for as long as I'm alive. He said pay me for the trip and you take off his time. There are opportunity costs involved that he didn't. He could have been doing something else. And therefore the Rashi paskin that he should still get paid the entire amount for the trip. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Amar La Bifnei Shnayim Hareza Gitech Amenash Tamshi is Abash Deshanim. And we could go according to Shita's Rashi in this case. There's a Shita of the Ramban, there's an Itur here, there's a lot. We're just going to go according to Rashi. Tana Rabbanan, he says to her, in front of two witnesses, Hareza Gitech Amenash Tamshi is Abash Deshanim. This is your get on condition that you service my father for 2 years. And Rashi says he doesn't give her the get yet. Right, Rashi says, because Rashi says, Amar Lebnei Shnayim, V'lo Masrula Bifnayim. He does not give her the get yet. V'i Masrula, because if he does give her the get, Igrishalav Ahat Tanai. She's going to be divorced with this Tanai. The Gemara is going to be talking about where he now produces another Tanai. So if he had he handed her the get after the first Tanai, it would have been a valid get. V'sulo Masrula Snui Tanai Lechurina. Rashi says he won't be able to now give her another Tanai. Elakach Amar Bifnayim. He says this in front of them. Kisha em serenu la lo em serenu el amanas kain. When I give her the get, this is going to be the Tanai. So again, he doesn't give her the Tanai. The case right now we're up to, he says this is going to be a get for you, amanas at the time she's abba, and he doesn't give her the get. V'amr la b'fnei shnayim, and then he goes to two other witnesses. Again, that's also machlokas, because the two other witnesses, hareza gitech amanas titni li mastayim zuz. No, this is going to be your get if you give me 200 zuz, and then he's most of the get. According to Rashi, that Rashi says, and then he gives her the get. The Rashi says he hasn't given her the get yet at all. But he gives her the get after the second tonight. So now there are two tonight here. Which one's the tonight that she has to fulfill? So the Gemara says, Lo bitel dibreya achronos harishon. The second tonight is not mevatel the first tonight. Ruts the mishamshto, ruts the notanskal messiahim zuz. Basically what he did here is he gave her choices. You have two choices. You can either service my father and you get the get, or you can give me 200 zuz and then you'll get the get. But aval amrla bifnei shnayim. If the first shnayim was hareza gitech amanacha titni li masayim zuz, on condition that you give me 200 zuz, v'chazav amrla bifnei shnayim hareza gitech amanacha titni li shloshim meiv zuz, then he changes and says, no, you have to give me 300 zuz. Then for this case, we say bittel divrei achronos harishon. The second shnayim knocks you off the first shnayim because it's talking about the oso inyan. Rashi says, and he's changing the amounts. Right? Rashi says, Gimel Mo Zuz, Vadei Akala L'Tanai Kamar. This is definitely be Ma'akar the first Tanai, because it's talking, Rashi explains, it's talking about the same Inyan. He's talking about the same, he said, no, 300 Zuz. Talking about 300 Zuz, and then the Gemara says, Ve'ein Echad Min HaRishonim, Ve'echad Min Achronim, Mitztarfin. Witnesses from the first Tanai cannot be Mitztarfin, a witness from the first Tanai cannot be combined with a witness from the second Tanai to testify later on that this get was given out tonight. And you have to be worried about whether the Tanai is. See here also, though, that when you make the Tanai by Gittin, goes according to the Shitas, they say you have to do it Bifnei Eidim, which means that, I think that's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it has to be done like that. But here, it seems that you have to do it, give it in front of Eidim. Darash of Erba needs, the Tanai is part of the Darash of Erba that needs Shnayim.
What function is the Eidim serving?
No, it seems that the Eidim are serving the function to say that if when the get is delivered to her, they're going to testify that the get's not valid yet. You have to wait till the Tanai is confirmed. So now the Gemara asks, on the last thing, Ein Echa Min Rishon Mitzarfin, the first one can't mitzarf to the second one, Ahai. Which case of the Brisa is it talking about? Ilema Seifa, if we're talking about the Seifa, Harei Batel. Of course the first witnesses and the second witness can't combine, because the first witness, the Tanai from the first, that the first witness has witnessed, is gone. So they can't combine. Ela Reisha, right? Ella Aresha. It's going on the first case where it's now she has the either or. The Gemara says Pshita. Of course they can't combine, because they're each going to be made on a different Tanai. So he says no. You would say, you know what they're saying? Maybe you would think they wouldn't be able to mitzvah to say what the Tanai is, but they can be mitzvah to say that there is a Tanai. Now we have to be cautious and find out whether or not the Tanai was Nizkayim in order to get to be Chal. So maybe since they both testify in the general sense that there is a Tanai, they can be mitzvah if there is a Tanai. Kamash Malan, that no, unless they are made on the exact same Tanai, that Tzirif is, that there's no Tzirif. They can't combine. Okay. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Hareze gitech im lo basi mikan at shloshim yom. This is your get if I don't return within 30 days. V'hayaholech meYehuda leGolo. And he was traveling from the southern part of Eretz Yisrael to the northern part, from Yehuda to Golo. Okay, so basically he says, he tells her that I'm going now from Yehuda to Golo, and I'm going to tell you, if I stay in Golo for 30 days, if I stay there for 30 days and don't return, this is all the Havamina in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we can learn the Mishnah according to the Havamina, and the Gemara explains is the Maskana of what the Mishnah really means. So he says, and he says, if I don't return from Golo in 30 days, that the get should be Chal. So then what happens? He got to Antiphras, which we're now assuming is a city in Golio, V'chazer, and he immediately returns, Batal Tano. The Tanai is Batal. Meaning, he went to Golo for one day, And he wasn't there for thirty days, and then he comes back. So he's mavatil the Tanai, the get's no good. What Rashi says the get's no good means that he can no longer use this get. Let's say he goes to Golo for one day, comes back, he's mavatil the Tanai, then the next day he goes for 40 days to Golo. He can't use the get was batil because it was only supposed to be used for the first Tanai. The Rashash points out that whole thing, whether or not you can use a get, that if you can be closer and use that get again, it's my focus that we had on daf lamed base. And Rashi seems to point out that we passed on Rav Nachman that a get shabitlo you can use again. But here the Gemara, the Havamina in the Mishnah is that it's a get batel, it's a tnaus batel. Therefore, if he went to Golo for one day and then he came back and then he goes to Golo again for 31 days, she's not divorced because he wasn't miskind to tonight because the first time he went was only for one day. And then the Gemara gives the opposite, another case. Hare zegite in... What? No, here the case, what the Mishnah is talking about here is that he's saying that if I stay in Golio for 30 days. We'll see what the Mishnah really means when we get to the Gemara. Right now, the Havamina in the Mishnah, according to Rashi, is that he was going from Yehuda to Golio. Meaning he says, I'm going now to Golio, and if I don't come back from Golio within 30 days... I have to get to Galil, and if I tarry in Galil for 30 days, then it's going to be a get. Only if he goes to Galil. If he goes across the street, the Tanai didn't start. He says, only if I go to Galil. Then also, the next case, Harei Zegitech in lo basi mikan vach lo shimyom v'hayaholuch migalil Yehuda. The opposite. He's in Galil, he's going to Yehuda. And he says, this is going to be your get if I stay in Yehuda for 30 days. V'igia l'kfar usnoi, and he got to Kfar Usnai, which the Mishnah is now assuming is the beginning of Eretz Yehuda. For those who are coming, it's the border town. He's coming from Galil into the border town. V'chazer, and he immediately goes back. He doesn't stay in Yehuda for 30 days. Batel to know. His Tanai is batel because he was in Yehuda and he came back within 30 days. So the Gemara says it's pretty pashut, but we'll see the case that we just the way we explain the Mishnah is not the way the Gemara is going to say what the Mishnah means. Next case, Hareze Gitech im lo basi mikan vachloshim yom. Here's your case. He says this is your get. If I don't come back within 30 days, I'm just going away. I'm not. If I don't come back to you within 30 days, v'hayaholech l'megdinas hayam, and he basically says he's leaving the country for 30 days. If I don't come back from the outside of the country for 30 days, then this is going to be your get. V'hayolot Medina Sayyam, he's on his way to go outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'yigila Akko, and he gets to Akko, which the Mishnah now is assuming is outside of Eretz Yisrael. All the Mishnah asked, what? We just in the, remember the first blood of the Masechta. We said that Akko is split in two. It's half in Eretz Yisrael, half non Eretz Yisrael. But he gets to Akko that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Chozer, Batel Tenoil. And he comes back. I mean, he doesn't stay in Akko or outside of Eretz Yisrael for 30 days. Batel Tenoil, because he wasn't in the Medina Sayyam for 30 days. Now, Hareza Gite Kol Zman She'Evor Mekineged Panecha Shloshim Yom. This is going to be your get so long as I don't see your face. I don't pass your face for 30 days. Even if he's going back and forth and he sees her each time, so long as he didn't have yichud with her during those 30 days, it's considered as if he didn't see her, and that's considered, and that's considered a get. The Gemara is going to ask, why is that chal? He saw her. He said, so long as I don't see you for 30 days. Here he saw her. The Gemara is going to explain what the case really means. So now, the Mishnah had said that once you got to Antifras, the Tanai is bato. Because we thought Antipras is in Galil. So the Gemara asks, the Memra d'Antipras b'Galil, you're telling me that Antipras is in Galil? Or Yeminu? Wait, we have a brace that says not. That Antipras is b'Yehuda, ukvar usnai b'Galil. And Rashi explains what it was. These were like, it's like Minneapolis, St. Paul. These were sister towns. Okay? Maybe it's a bit not, that's in the same state. We have to do it, it's like Kansas City. One's on one side, one's on the other side. These are border towns on opposite sides of the border. So, but Antipras was in Yehuda, and Kfar Usanaya was in Galil. And Bein Tayim, in between, Matin also Luchumra, Migureshes, and Migureshes. And in between, there was a little strip of land, the no man's land, in between, we didn't know whether or not that was Yehuda or Galil. And you were Choshesh, Luchumra, if you went to that part and that part. So now the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So, if he got to Kfar, if he says, I'm leaving, and if he got to Kfar, if he got to Antipras, right? Antipras is still in Galil, so he was going from Galil to Yehuda. Right, so he's still in Yehuda. So he went to Galil. So what's the case going on? So Amar Abaye, you're right. Antipras is Yehuda, and this is how we're going to explain the Mishnah. Trei Tanoi Ka Amrla. He made two Tanoim with her. The first Tanoi was Imatina LeGalil. If I get to Galil, then la'alti la'havegita. The moment I step foot into Galil, I'm traveling from Yehuda to Galil, the moment I step foot into Galil, this is going to be your get. Right? Ve'im mishtahina be'orchot klasin yomin ve'lo asene la'havegit. Or if I tarry on the way for 30 days, not in Galil, just even in Yehuda, if I don't come back within 30 days, then that's going to be your get. So what happens? Higil Antifras. So he's leaving from Yehuda to Galil and he gets to Antifras. V'chazer, and he goes back right away. So there's no get, because neither tonight was Niskayim. Why? The Lolo Galil Mata, he didn't reach Galil, because he's in Antipras, which is still in Yehuda. And also, he didn't stay on the outside of the house for 30 days, so Batel to know. The Tanai is Batel, because he wasn't Niskayim in either sense, and it works the other way also. If he's going from Galil to Yehuda, and he got to Far, what's it called again? No, we just did Kari Sinai. That's considered that he hasn't left Galil yet. He didn't reach Yehuda, so there's no get. And he came back within 30 days. The Tanai is Batel. The next case was Harizek Yidechim Lobas Mikan Vachloshim Yom. Right? And he was going to Medina Sayyam and he gets to Akko. So the Gemara asks, Lememar da Akko of Medina Sayyam Kayama? You tell me the Akko is outside Eretz Yisrael? Can't be. Baha Amar of Safra, Kihava Miftar, Abana Mehadadi. When the Chachamim were Malava, other Chachamim who were leaving Eretz Yisrael, right? But Akko Hayim Iftari. They would take them, they would malava them up to the point, they would escort them up to Akko. Right? Mishum da asu latzeis l'chutz l'aretz. Because there's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, except for certain reasons. There's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. So for those people who didn't have the heter to leave Eretz Yisrael, they would be malava, those who did have the heter to leave Eretz Yisrael, up to Akko. Mashma, they went to Akko, because Akko's still in Eretz Yisrael, that Akko's in Eretz Yisrael. How can you tell me that Akko's chutz l'aretz? So again, Abai says, Amar Abai, trei tanoi kamala, the two tanoim, imatin l'medina sayam la'at la'vegita. If I get to Medina sayam, immediately it becomes a get. Imashtahina ba'orchot plus in yomen v'lo aseni la'vegit. Or if I miss Akiv on the dera for 30 days and I don't come back, that's considered a get. So he gila Akko v'chazer. If he gets to Akko and goes back, to lo l'medina sayam ato, he hasn't reached Medina sayam because Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo ishtahu inam ishtahu plus in yomen batel tanoi. He doesn't stay outside of for more than 30 days. The Tanai is Batel. So the Yerushalmi brings down. Yerushalmi interview says based on the beginning of our Gemara of our Masechta that Akko's half of it's in Eretz Yisrael, half of it's outside Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you can answer the Gemara in a different way. That once the Baal reached right? The Baal reached the part that's chutz laretz. That's the right, and don't have to make it the two tnayim. So the Rashba answers, the Ramban answers in Ein Hachanam. You could say that, but we want to keep the Mishnah consistent, so you say it's the same case. Okay. Next.
What's the kind of motivation? I just reach a destination, then it's... what's the...
I don't know what he's thinking. He says, if I don't want to leave, I want you to know I'm not leaving anywhere. The wife says, oh, you're leaving me. I'm not leaving you. I'll let you know. If I leave the city, you're going to be divorced right away. I don't know what his motivation is.
Mustama, all the
rules of Eidos and all the rules that you need in order to establish this. Yeah, Mustama, every case that the Gemara is talking about, in all the Shas, if they're talking about it, it must be that all the Mishmatei Eidos are says Chayav Misa. Ah, what? Well, anyway, Eidim. Do it.
No,
so
how do you know he's there?
Well, they're Eidim. Every case of the Gemara that talks about a halachic ramification has to have the appropriate Eidos. It has to have that's the Nzol Shas. Otherwise, he says it's Chayav Miso. How do you know he killed him? Because they're Eidim. How do you know he left Eretz Yisrael? They were Eidim. It's not different. It's the same thing. They're Eidim. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, you're going to ask? He asks you local competent or halachic rabbi. I don't know the halacha. But there must have been Eidim here. That's how they know. If you don't know, then you don't know. Hareza gite kozman she'avor mi, right, the Mishnah says Hareza gite kozman she'avor mi keneged panecha shlosh yom. So long as they don't pass you for 30 days, and he was coming back and forth, the Mishnah said as long as there's no yichud, that's considered a get. So the Gemara asks, why is that considered that he wasn't mekayim the tanai? Right, v'halo avar, right? He v'halo avar Ram Rav Huna. I think that's a question, but. Right, so he's saying why this is going to be, right, this is considered if I don't come back. So halo over, he came to her, he kept coming to her, right? He went in front of her. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Huna, my panecha, tashmish. Panecha means if I don't have tashmish with you for 30 days. So even though I came back and forth each time, I still wasn't mekayim the tanai, because the tanai was I'm going to have tashmish with you within 30 days. So the Gemara says, Am I karele panayach? So why is it called panayach? Umlor panayach? Lishnama al yanakat. He's just talking clean lashon. It's still clean lush, and everyone understands. So even if he's going back and forth for 30 days, so long as he didn't have tashmish with her, he wasn't mekayim the tanai, and therefore it's a get. What? Again, just like we said before, everything has to be set in order for the rules apply. If there are other reasons and there's an onus involved, then you have to go into the din of onus. Some people say there is no onus beginning, and therefore even if she was incapable, you don't have to go into neither. What if she's in the hospital? What if she left for 30 days? Depends. You have to go into those machlokasim also. So Rav Yochanan says no. It's panayach doesn't mean bia laolam panayach mamish. Really, panayach means she actually sees her. So therefore, and the get is chal. The get would chal only if he doesn't see her for 30 days. But Gemara says, so if that's the case, but he saw her, he came back and forth and saw her. So Gemara says, Mikatani harezu migureshes. Look at the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say if he comes back and forth, she's migureshes. It says hareze ekatani. Meaning the chavon of the Mishnah is telling me, not that she's migureshes, but the lo have a get yashon. It's called the chimalu plus and yoma have a gita. Meaning if he's going, the Mishnah is telling us that if he goes back and forth and he sees her, we're not choshesh that they had yichud between the Mesiris HaGet and the time that's chal. We're not choshesh that was yichud, so we're not choshesh for the get yashon. The Gemara talks about get yashon throughout the Masechta, and we get to it all the way at the end. Some of the key points of getting are all the way at the end. So he said, we're not choshesh for a get yashon, ulechi malut losin yomim habagita. And therefore, when if 30 days passes, let's say he goes back and forth, and then he stays out for 30 days, it's still considered a valid get. Just because he saw her in between, we're not choshesh that there was yichud, and we're not choshesh that it was a get yashan. And Tanya Kavaseid, the Rabbi Yochanan, and they have a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Hariz Zagit, the Kozman Shevor, Nega Panecha Shloshim Yom. This is going to be your get anytime I don't see you for 30 days. By a holech ubah, and for a while he was going back and forth, ho, v'loni siachad yimah, Hariz Zagit. If he's not misyachad with her, and I think the assumption is he's not misyachad when he comes back, but then he does later, he's gone for 30 days, hareze get, this is considered a valid get. Well, the get yashon ain't choshin, but we're not choshish for a get yashon. Sharei lo nisyachad ima. We're not choshish that there was yichud, and therefore we're not choshish for a get yashon, and therefore it's a valid get that can be used later when he leaves for 30 days. So the Gemara says, v'lecho shema pies, why don't we be choshish that maybe they mollified each other? They give a get because it's katata, That's the reason why that was the motivation for him in this case. Let's be choshesh that he was mispaisa's isha, and they had yichud, and therefore he's going to come later and say later when she produces the get, he'll say, "What are you talking about? You can't use the get; it's a get yasha. We had yichud together, and we took care of the situation." So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hachi Amar Abba Mari Mishmei Derav, but Omer Nemenes Alai Lomish Lobasi. Not only does he make a tenai that this is your get if I don't come back for 30 days, he says, I'm also in front of Edom, so everyone knows what's going on. He says that she has complete nemanus to tell whether or not I was mephias or we had yichud. I'm completely taking myself out of the situation. It's totally in her control. And therefore, we can't be choshes that he's going to later say, oh, we had yichud to get yashan, because she's going to say, we didn't. And he provided her with complete nemanus. What do you mean, how does it work? So we say obviously this isn't a davar shebe erva.
But
he's saying that you have, if it's one aid and she says one thing and he says another thing, you can have contradictory aidas. So he's saying that you cannot believe me. The testimony is completely hers. She's the one who's believed, not I. I understand what the issue would be. You can make plenty of stipulations. You can make this is part of the tanai. You're taking away my nemanus. This is part of the tanai. If he can make a tanai that it's going to be your get if I don't come back for 30 days, he can make a tanai that this is part of the tanai. This is your get if I don't come back for 30 days, and you have complete nemanus to determine what to tell everybody whether or not. No, because he's taking. I think the way I'm learning it is he's taking away his nemanus. You can't believe me, so therefore she's left as being the one who's nemanus. Okay, so ika demasli amasnisan. Some say this din of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. They didn't learn it on the case that we just had, but they learn it on the next mishnah that we're gonna learn. What's that mishnah say? The guy says, "May achshav im lo basi mikan the ad shnei masar chodesh." This should be your get from now if I don't return within 12 months. And he dies within the 12 months. Hare is a get. That's a get because it's me'achshav. It's from now. If I don't come return, but v'leich Hashem et piyes, maybe you should be choshesh, and maybe they took care of the situation. Everything's good, and therefore the get's now a get yashon. I'm a rabbi of Huna. I'm a rabbi Mary Mishmei Derav. Omer nemenas alai lomer shalobasi. She's believed that I didn't. She's take. We'll learn the way we should decide. Take away my nemanus. That there's no. I'm not neman if I didn't. If I say otherwise. So, man the Muslim has decent koshkein a brisa. The person who says that divrei Rabba goes on the Mishnah, right, says that on the Mishnah koshkein a brisa, because the difference is in the brisa case we saw him going back and forth. So there's more chash that they had yichud and forget yashan. So if you say it on the brisa where you see him going back and forth, that you can make this tonight. So koshkein, he learns it on the Mishnah, right? Sorry, the person learns on the Mishnah koshkein on the brisa. But mind the masnei abraisa, the person who learns on the braisa, right? We can say that dafka there, you have to have this limit of abamin snisin halo asav. In the Mishnah, we don't have to learn this din because we never saw him going back and forth. We never saw him come in, so we don't have to worry for the concept of the get yashan. 5 minutes, okay. Hareze giteh imlo basi mikan viad shneimar sachodesh. Right, the guy says this is your get if I don't come back from now until 12 months. Umeis betok shneimar sachodesh har eno get, and he dies within the 12 months. It's not considered a get because he didn't say hareze get me achshav. Mashma this kavanah is only that's going to be chal when he returns. Right, so this is not considered a get because it's a get after misa. It gets only chal after 12 months, and after 12 months he's dead. But if he says hareze giteh me achshav. Then he dies. That's considered a good get because the get is chal l'mafreya for the shas of Nesina. But then let's say he says im lo basi mikan v'ashneim esachodesh. If he says to people, to witnesses, if I don't come from now to 12 months, kisvu utnu get liishti, then write and deliver the get to my wife. Kasvu get b'tokshneim esachodesh v'nasnu l'achoshneim chodesh. So they decided to jump the gun. They wrote the get now. They only gave her the get after 12 months. Ain't no get, that's not considered a valid get because that wasn't the tzivui habal. Mishnah continues, kisru tenu get liishti, write and deliver a get to my wife, im lobas mikan vash neimash hachodesh. Here, he has the tzivui of the ksiva before the nesina, and then kasru betok shneimash hachodesh, v'nos nachash neimash hachodesh, that's ain't no get, still that's ain't no get. Rav Yossi Omer kazeh get, that is considered a good get because he's going to say there's a chiluk whether or not he says kisru before nosnu.
right now, Kasvu la'achar shneim rachodesh, v'nasnu la'achar shneim rachodesh, umeis, let's say, they wrote the get after 12 months, and then they gave the get after 12 months, and the husband died. Im haget kodol misa reiz a get. If the get was delivered prior to misa, it's considered a get. Im misa kodmal get, ain't no get. If the misa came before the delivery, it's not considered a get. That's considered a get la'achar misa. And if there's a suffix, v'im ein yadua, zoi sha'amr megareshes v'ein megareshes. That's the suffix megareshes, and the ramifications for kohanim and all other issues with the suffix megareshes, ein megareshes. So now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbeinu, right? There are those who are cholik on our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah, they said the first case of Reza Gitach in Lobas Mikamash Shemesh Rachodesh, which doesn't say Me'akshav. In our case, we said it's Eno Get. The Brisa says Vehitirul Inasei, even though we didn't say Me'akshav. Why? Man Rabbeinu, who is this Rabbeinu? Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Beidina Dusharu Mishka. Same basin we had a few days ago, the basin that was Matir Shemen Akum. Right, they were matching that, and they were said Savri Laki Rabbi Yosi. They saw over like Rabbi Yosi. The Amar is Manos Shtar Rochiyachal. I've also something we saw before. They said you look at the star. The star has a date. You don't need to say Me'akshav. The star is dated the date that he says it. Therefore, it's considered as if he says Me'akshav. And if he dies within the time period, it's still considered a valid get. It's not going to be considered a get la'achar misa. Of course, but there are other ramifications when it comes to whether or not she was divorced. She's allowed to be married because of, she's a grusha, or she's allowed to be married because she's an amana. If she's an amana, then there's jibum issues. Of course she could be married. He's dead. The question is whether she's allowed to be married outs grusha or outs amana. Rabbi, that's in all the cases. Ami Rabbi Abba braids Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Ben Osher Magamliel bar Rabbi Hora, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, which is the grandson of Rabbi, he gave this Hora that you can do, even if it doesn't say Me'achshav, it's not considered to get Achar Misa. V'lo hodu lo kosi also, but not everyone agreed to him. V'ami lo koshaito, and others say that he never convinced everybody his entire life. So, we'll stop here. Okay, so we'll stop here.